You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Israel Gutierrez, Emily Kaplan, Woody Page, Clinton Yates. Oh, yeah. 24 hours after Lamar Jackson franchise tag, where are interested teams? The curious case of a former MVP. And the Warriors, Draymond Green, it's a walk-off. Let's go around the horn. Listen to your friend, Mr. Billy Zane, Draymond Green.
It is baseball season, by the way.
And hockey season. Always.
Within minutes of Lamar Jackson getting franchise tagged by Baltimore yesterday, the following teams reportedly let it be known they have zero interest. The Atlanta Falcons, the Washington Commanders, the Carolina Panthers, the Miami Dolphins. Within minutes of that, Lamar and the word collusion were trending nationally. You saw posts from players current and former wondering what's up. Is it business? Is it collusion? Is it smoke? Is it fire? Had Kevin Blackstone on yesterday's show calling it a PR battle. Clinton Yates, 24 hours later. What is this?
It's an awkward and unique situation in the NFL in which two sides that have legitimate discussions and legitimate beefs are bisected by this very oddball business circumstance that is the Deshaun Watson contract that completely changed the market for everybody. So when I see the Ravens look at the guy, a franchise quarterback in Lamar Jackson, and say, we're not sure if we want to do this, it's completely understandable as far as I'm concerned. That is a crazy amount of money for a guy that if you look at the actual football, yes, he's electrifying. Yes, he has completely changed the game in terms of what we think about certain quarterbacks can do. But 2019 was a long time ago in football years. I remember watching him get it around against the Rams. It was at the Coliseum. This is pre-SoFi. And so for me, I think other teams see that. They see a front office like the Ravens and they say, if they can't come to a deal with him after 25 months of all of this, well, what chance do we have in this circumstance? And the money is a little bit too high. It's cold-blooded, but I don't think it's collusion. I just think it's kind of corroboration in terms of people agreeing with one another in a copycat league in the NFL.
Emily Kaplan shaking her head no.
No, I think this is super, super sketchy. This is a quarterback desperate and dependent league. And you're telling me no team just wants to even talk to this guy? I know, Clinton, you're like, oh, he was MVP in the Stone Age. 2019 was two seasons ago. It wasn't that long. Three seasons. Okay, fine. And also, he's still 26 years old. To me, this is everybody and the owners talking behind the scenes about precedent and the precedent that they don't want to set. And I think that if this is a PR battle, Lamar Jackson is absolutely crushing it because he's saying, look at the guaranteed money that Deshaun Watson got while he had two dozen nearly credible sexual assault cases against him. Okay, they're going to say, oh, he's not on the field all the time, he's injured. Look at the latest NFLPA report where the Ravens training staff was voted by far the worst in the league. So I think that if this is a PR battle, look at this groundswell support around him. People know that he is not being treated right, and it's because he's a disruptor.
Israel Gutierrez?
I find collusion sort of hard to wrap my mind around because you can't get a couple people to agree on anything, much less several people to keep things private and agree on everything. I just think this is sort of a bunch of bad decisions, if you will. I mean, if you look at the sort of everyday knocks on Lamar Jackson, it's lack of playoff success so far and style of play. Will that speed and quickness be there throughout the length of this contract? And if you have a player who is asking for, yes, by precedent, but he's asking for full guarantee, then you're wondering, is he concerned that maybe he won't be as effective later on in his career? But I find it all pointless. I find it all kind of, like I said, bad decision-making in terms of a quarterback because, as Emily said, such a quarterback-starved league, you have at least three or four more years of him with this ability, you would assume. And, yeah, you haven't seen the playoff success, but maybe in a different scenario he can have the playoff success. So I would say it's a head-scratcher. It makes you wonder why they're not in on this, why the Panthers wouldn't be in on this. But, I can't really jump and say collusion just because I find that hard to sort of believe.
Yeah, it's not a conspiracy. It's not a collusion. It's not even cuckoo. It's just crazy for these teams to come out and leak that they're not interested in him. What if he gave a list this week And he said, I'd like to go to Carolina, Tampa Bay, Tennessee, Washington. I think I'm better than Sam Howell. Why in the world are these teams even talking about having no interest? Nobody's going to come out and say they want him, but a week from now, and it's still early in the process, we're going to have free agency, and he can start talking to teams. That's when we'll find out who's really interested, and you know that the teams will be. Clinton, you're talking about this is crazy kind of money. 5-6 years ago, we were talking about $20 million quarterbacks. That was the number then. Now it's $40 million. We've just seen that with Carr and with Jones. I think that 10 years from now, when Lamar Jackson's still paying, it's going to be $65, $75 million. It's going to be like the NBA money. So I don't blame him for wanting to get as much as he will possibly get, but he needs to really have an agent, I think. And the Ravens need to come off of their stance because he's worth it.
And Yates back in.
I think part of the problem is that if you have a career in which it's looked at as the best parts are behind you, that's difficult for a lot of NFL teams to jump all in on this kind of money. I'm not saying that I think that, but I can understand why some NFL.
The money spent this offseason so far for Daniel Jones, for Geno Smith, for Derek Carr, where do you put Lamar Jackson in the pecking order there, Clinton Yates?
Above, but he's also turned down a deal that had him getting paid more than both of those guys. It's not about the skill. It's about whether or not anybody believes that it's going to continue to happen.
Emily Kaplan, last word.
I just don't know how Clinton says that the best is behind him. You don't know what the potential for this. He's 26 years old. You're acting like he's completely washed up.
NFL careers aren't that long. You know what I'm saying? An injury is real. That's all I'm saying. I don't think that.
It's not even athletic peak at 26. I wish I was 26. That's the fountain of youth.
We've been horned.
MVP.
We'll move on. The Warriors road situation. Where are the road Warriors? Somebody explain this to me. They can't win at all on the road. 7-25 now after yesterday's loss to OKC. Even with Curry hitting 10 threes and scoring 40. And look at this. First half, Draymond Green appears to walk off when Jordan Poole doesn't work the ball his way. Israel, start with that. What is that?
Well, I would call Draymond Green's leadership style non-traditional. And when you've got a team that he is leading and has been doing for so long, he sort of honestly has to step up the level of what he does. Not saying that it's all kind of crazy or whatever, but yeah, if for him to be heard, maybe sometimes he has to yell a little louder or do something like that. Especially when you're talking about a team where people talk about, oh, championship hangover. This is more like dynasty hangover, right? Because if you look at what this team's problem is on the road, they're fine at home, by the way, top two in the league, I believe, in record at home. But on the road, it's defense and rebounding. And that's the type of stuff that you need to put the effort into, and that's the type of stuff that Draymond Green is always there for, but maybe his teammates are not. So he's finding a way to get their attention right now, because again, the problem's not offense. If you look at the splits, home versus road, the problem is defense. And so maybe Draymond's just finding a way to say, hey, eyes on me, we need to focus here. Defense down the stretch is going to get us where
so that's how, so you saw that as a teaching instructive view. I mean, this is interesting from Israel Gutierrez.
Can be.
Clinton Yates.
Can be.
Just because you guys are dressed like Cobra Kai these days doesn't mean that you need to act like them in terms of how you put your team together. I think this is a huge issue. Walking off the court for a defensive player of the year in the middle of a game and is never mind the middle of a play, I don't think that this is a teaching moment whatsoever. That said, I do think that if there's one organization that can recover from this kind of thing from a talent and a leadership standpoint, I don't just mean the players on the team, it's the Warriors. So I trust them in as much as I believe that their veterans can get things together so they don't completely fall off a cliff. But that was about as bad as it gets outside of, you know, punching somebody in.
Yes. And now we have both of those this season. Woody Page.
You have a team that has a 7-25 record. It's the third worst record on the road for a defending champion. Is that really the way they should be acting? I mean, you can get a great game out of Curry and everybody else basically disappears on him on the road. This is a team that is in the bottom five in four different categories on the road defensively. And we saw it again last night. Every time I saw it against the Lakers twice in recent times, they're just not very good. They're disconnected. And that was shown and proven last night when Green just walks away. That's not a teaching moment. That's a disconnect moment of him not wanting anything to do with any of those players.
And Emily Kaplan.
Yeah, it's a manifestation of where the team is at on the road. They're disconnected. There's a weird mix of play. One road win in the last 6 weeks, which is insane. They're not a bad team. I mean, Steph played out of his mind. Clay was really good. I think last night's game proved that they're a little small, that they were out-rebounded. They're missing Andrew Wiggins. But I still feel like once you get to the playoffs, a fully healthy Warriors team, like, nobody wants to face them. I still believe in them that they can get
it together. Israel, last word after the horn.
Just going to mention Andrew Wiggins having missed the last six games, family reasons. When he comes back, if he gets comfortable again, that defense is suddenly going to be a lot better.
Lakers last night surging to the 9 seed. They caught Memphis without Ja Morant. And AD 30-22 on Pau Gasol night. Lakers are 3-2 without LeBron. Woody, what is this?
Well, we've talked about the Lakers two or three times lately in different situations with LeBron and without LeBron. I first would like to start by saying the ceremony for Gasol last night was incredible, very special. They did a fantastic job, and I like that they put his jersey on every seat in the place. But the game itself, Anthony Davis just took over. He is now saying, it's on me that LeBron's not here. I think the addition of Vanderbilt has given them a defensive dimension that they haven't had all season long. He's actually raising those players defensively. Davis is doing it offensively. And last night when he got cut on the nose, I thought he was going to turn around and say to the trainer, cut me, Mick, like in the Rocky Balboa movie. But he just came out with another special game. And I think he's saying, just jump on me. I'm going to ride you to the playoffs.
Israel Gutierrez.
Well, look, it is all about Anthony Davis. And you look at the performances he's had even before LeBron went down, it seemed like it's obvious you need to work around him. This situation without LeBron makes it easier for the team to go through him offensively, and this seems to be working. Like, if you look at these next four games as well, these are games that they can probably sort of, if they can win. Yeah, they've got home games against the Knicks coming up. They've got a game against the Pelicans in New Orleans, which is another team that they're fighting with. And then they've got a back-to-back, which is interesting, if Anthony Davis will play right after that against Houston. If they can sort of take these next three or four games and really build some momentum, you can pretty much lock them into a play-in position.
Emily Kaplan, are you as optimistic as Israel and Woody are on Lakers right now?
I just think we're seeing a small sample size. Big picture, this team is 30-46 without LeBron since he got there, including 8-11 this year. AD has always been desperate to prove, I can carry a team, I can be a 1A, and he's showing it right now, but we've seen it in small sports before. We've just never seen it in a sustained period. The other knock on him is that he just can't stay healthy, so I'll believe in them when I can see this all the way through the playoffs.
They have the second easiest schedule after the break till the end, and they played the second best defense in the league since the break. Everything is going the Lakers' way in terms of figuring out who you are, sans LeBron, which is a very real concern for who this team is. But overall, let's be real. The biggest part of the night was Vanessa Bryant. We got to see her happy. We got to see her speaking. We got to see her with her friends and her family. And considering everything that group has been through, that was honestly the best part
right.
of the
time. I love that treatment last night. Nobody does that like the Lakers, right? Celebrating their history. Taking a break, buy or sell on the other side.
Around the Horn is brought to you by Pizza Hut. No one out pizzas the Hut.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
The New York Giants deal with Daniel Jones, 4 years, $160 million. and the franchise tag on Saquon Barkley. Emily Kaplan, did New York get this right?
I think so. It's so easy to dunk on Daniel Jones, but the ceiling he showed under Brian Daboll is suddenly really tantalizing. And while I feel for Saquon, my fellow Penn Stater, the truth is it's a really good running back class in the draft and free agency. So 1 year, prove that you can stay healthy, and then you get your payday.
Israel Gutierrez?
Yeah, they basically followed NFL trends. You pay the quarterbacks that you think are pretty decent and you have a history with, and you kind of hedge on the running backs. And that's exactly what they did here. Give it a run for next year. See how well it goes. But yeah, get ready for a whole lot of slant routes out in New York a little bit longer.
Clinton Yates.
Yeah, they nailed it. You'd love to go year to year with your running backs if you could. And also, again, I think if you've got a guy in Jones who's got a little bit more in front of him, then say, I don't know, a quarterback with multiple double-digit lost seasons, you've done something right.
All right. This is, again, we're having this conversation about Daniel Jones while we just had the last conversation about Lamar Jackson. Woody Page on Giants offseason.
Well, they did so many things wrong for so many years that they're finally doing something in the last year and a half that's right. And you keep your two stars, you franchise tag one of them, and you pay the other one off. What a great idea by the Giants to actually come back to the NFL.
So none of you give in to the temptation to look at that Daniel Jones yearly salary and say, wow, that's in the neighborhood of Patrick Mahomes. Wow, how does that happen? None of you give in to the temptation that he's never had
a season
where he's had more touchdown passes than games played. You know, no one gives in to that temptation. We'll move on. Buy or sell two, World Baseball Classic underway. Netherlands beat Cuba in the first game. Panama over Chinese Taipei today, thanks to this grab by Luis Castillo. Or is that a snag? Or is it a catch, Clinton? U.S. first game is Saturday. Clinton, what are you watching the World Baseball Classic for?
You know, some of us are up, Tony, in the still of the night to catch these games. And for me, there's a couple different teams that have fun stories. Cuba, fine letting guys who played in the bigs back onto their squad. The Panamanians, obviously, you know, a great baseball nation that finally gets to be a part of this tournament. But there's a couple more stories. Harry Ford is a young catcher who's playing catcher for Britain because he was born in London, as were his parents. And, of course, the biggest one, Marcus Stroman switched teams. He pitched in the championship for the U.S. last time, and now he switched over to Puerto Rico, who they beat in the championship. It's pretty crazy.
Woody Page, what are you watching for?
I'm watching it for it because I'm excited about all the major league stars that are playing for all these teams. It's going to be an incredible series. I would give you Japan because they got the best player in baseball. He's already hitting home runs over there in Tokyo, and they're going to have a home field advantage.
It's going to be
exciting for everybody.
Emily Kaplan?
Well, as someone who covers a sport that hasn't had a true best-on-best tournament like this since 2016, which, Clinton, is actually a very long time ago, I'm quite jealous. And I'm excited for Roki Sasaki, who everyone is saying is actually through the best no-hitter of all time, struck out 13 straight batters. A 21-year-old is going to be the real deal, so I'm excited to see him.
It's Israel Gutierrez.
I mean, I'm going to keep an eye on my Dominican brother, specifically, though, Christian Javier. And speaking of no-hitters, if you don't know him outside of Houston, you might know him as combined, as in combined no-hitter, because he had 7 innings of a combined no-hitter June 25th, and then he had the 6 innings of the combined no-hitter in Game 4 of the World Series. And I know you're not going to have big pitching performances because you have pitch counts and everything else, but this is going to be the beginning of what's going to be an even more of a breakthrough season for him in 2020.
And you have the Dominican Republic, right? The favorite, that's who you're going with, Israel Gutierrez. Who you got, Glenn Yates?
I have to, right? And if the U.S. wins,
I still
win.
U.S. has to win this tournament. They're just a little too strong from an arm standpoint. But don't forget also about Puerto Rico. Yadi Molina stepping in as manager. Should be fun. By the way, you going to be there, Woody? I'll see you there for baseball in Phoenix? No?
Oh, yeah.
In Tokyo? You guys are going? Get there now. What are you waiting for? We'll get there.
Yeah. I'll get a head start.
Netherlands.
Paige Yates, showdown. Next.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Clint Yates, Woody Page, good luck in Showdown. Showdown one is Gonzaga, winning the West Coast Conference Tournament Championship again. Number 21 steamrolled St. Mary's last night. Clint, what are your expectations for Gonzaga going into this year's NCAA tournament?
Not huge. There's been a lot of Boyz II Men references on this show this week, and for that program, it is quite hard to say goodbye to yesterday. But I actually think the format of the West Coast Conference does not help them. You don't have to win enough games going into the Big Dance to be as prepared as you should be.
Oh, Clint, say hello today. They're going to be a great team again in postseason tournament. They still have Timmy, 6'10", averages 20 points, 7 rebounds. That's a good, solid team. I think that Mark Frew is going to get them a long way, if not to the championship, in a wide-open season in the Big Day.
All right, so you still believe, because it's so wide open, and it's anybody's year. You know, Clint,
and they make it to the end of the road, Woody?
3 days in a row. I don't want this to be the end of the road for Boyz II Men references, but we'll give Woody Page the point. Showdown 2, Kyle Kuzma had a premature celebration yesterday. So, Woody Page, I wanted to ask you, what's the ruling here?
My ruling is that it's the worst NBA play of the entire season. It's normally somebody dunking badly, but here he had a chance to just get the ball. But once again, we're talking about the Nas of Wizards.
Yes, he's played for the Washington Wizards, one-time home of the king of terrible shots going up that you thought were going to go in that did not. Nick Young, he learned it. This is the culture of the franchise, Washington Wizards.
I didn't get your reference there at the back end, Woody Page, but I don't know if there was a reference to get anyway.
Wizard
Point,
of
Clinton
Nas.
Yates.
Wizard of Nas.
The Wizard of Nas. Okay, I didn't know Nas was in the Wizard game.
Nah.
Showdown 3, Steve Ballmer.
Toilets, 1,160 toilets and urinals, 3 times the NBA average number of toilets and urinals. We do not want people waiting in line. We want them to get back to their damn seats.
All right. So, of course, there's the volume in spreading the gospel of toilets there, but also the look of the whole Clippers team and construction hats. Look at Kawhi Leonard's face as it was all going on. Clint Yates, are toilets something to get excited about for your new arena?
Depends on what happens at the toilets. But yes, the guys got to wear all of the hats, and this is amping me up for the thing I cannot wait the most for this NBA season, which is Clippers-Lakers in the play-in. Cannot wait.
Clinton, when you get to be Ballmer's age at 66 and me at 76, toilets become very important. You want them to be close. You want to be many of them. And I think, as Pat Bowlen once said after a Super Bowl, this one's for John.
That's a reference at least I'm going to get now, Woody, and it'll get you the FaceTime. 30 seconds.
We want to spotlight the women today. It's International Women's Day, both in sports, in media, in life, and so important in our worlds here. And I'd like to specialize and thank Emily Kaplan, the best hockey writer in the country, Miriam, who is the queen of Around the Horn, Tyranny, who is the associate producer, Caroline, our researcher, and my associate here, Natasha. Thank you, all five, for making this program possible and making me a winner today.
Thank you, Woody.
We'll see you tomorrow around the horn.